This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at Apex
Entertainment.com. Pleasure. She's lesbian, you know. And my hammer on. And I grabbed it and I posed. But third bitch.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich program. Fortuitous, is that the word that I'm thinking of? I got Michael Hurley's in today for Rich.
Hey there.
Right after the big preseason game.
I didn't even sleep. I know you didn't. No, I slept.
Really? Did you sleep for real?
Yes, I slept.
Because you had to get out copy.
I did. I was working last night.
Yeah, so did you go to the game?
I did not. Okay. When you're a man in my position, you got to sort of strategically choose your Gillette Stadium trips, because that's a 2 to 3 a.m.er if you go there.
Okay, because there was talk of you filling in the week before Labor Day for a show or two.
Yeah.
And there was some question if you were going to be in New York.
Oh, no. Okay. For the fourth preseason game, that would be...
Okay, so they will not fly
punishment
you.
Is what that would be.
Now, do they fly to any game? Will you go to any games?
No, I don't travel.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, this is the one Super Bowl I want them to go to, so you know.
The Atlanta one, you got some old ties to connect with?
Well, out of all the Super Bowls that we've been to, this is the one that would actually be somewhat fun. Now, do I necessarily want to go? I mean, 6 a.m. going
Eastern
on the
Eastern time zone.
Well, I mean, it's the only the second one that would be Eastern time zone. So, but I don't even know if I'll be here. It's very difficult to say. There's a lot of things up in the air, Michael Hurley.
A little Fred intrigue there.
Oh, baby. You should know about it. Well, everyone will be happy to know is that yesterday I had my nipple checked out. My left nipple.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I had a bump in my left. And by the way, we will get into this Patriots preseason game. Like, we'll dig in deep.
Nitty gritty.
Yes, I've read everything Hurley had to say. I read about what to watch for. I read his ups and downs. I read everything. So me and Hurley are simpatico.
My apologies on that.
Well, don't be so modest. it's very thorough. So we have a man in here who has not only watched but analyzed the affairs that happened last night. But I'm sure, I know I get a lot of emails, hundreds, expressing concern over my nipple. And what was happening with my left nipple. Now, I don't know, Michael Hurley, how much you listen to the show anymore, but...
A lot. I missed the nipple story, though, so...
Yeah, well, it's kind of dominated conversation. But my right nipple, if you touch it, hey, you know, it's a party. There's nothing going on in there. We're having fun. The left nipple, tender, and there's something in there.
Mm.
So I immediately feel that I have cancer. So I go And I live with it, and I live with it. But I then had to go to the doctor to get my CPAP machine, because I'll tell you, if you get a CPAP machine for sleeping, there is nothing like the customer service that you get.
I'm sure.
Oh, boy, is it fun. I enjoy calling 50 times and never getting a call back. I enjoy them telling me 2 months later that I have to go to a doctor to tell them, the doctor, that it's still working so they can get the insurance again, and them giving me no heads up that has to happen.
Oh, the best is when you're 2 hours into your current call, and then you're told you don't have the right form or something, and then you just get to start from scratch.
You got CPAP?
No. I'm just saying, with any sort of documentation needed for any sort of medical device.
You have no idea with this CPAP thing how difficult it is. So I go in there, and I have to have this done. I have to tell the guy that I can sleep. I mean, I literally had to make an appointment to tell the guy that I can sleep. I need this thing to sleep. So while I'm there, I'm like, check out the nip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's see what's going on with your left nipple. And he said that the fact that it was tender is a good sign. He said that the fact that it was tender means that it's probably not cancer. But, John.
Yes.
And I'm going to need your help with this.
Okay.
He said get a third party to feel it on a regular basis and see if it gets bigger or harder.
How regular are we talking?
You know, you can go to Disney World and when you get back, we'll go every other day.
It doesn't have to happen right now.
No.
Okay, good.
No, I'm fresh off the doctor.
Okay, good.
No.
So every other day after I get back?
He specifically said it had to be a man.
Why does it have to be a man?
He said that women are not as wise to a man's body. And he said it had to be between the hours of 6 and 10.
Sure. I would say you guys shouldn't tell Rich about it either and just start doing it in front of him so that he can just walk in on that.
No, we'll have to vary it throughout the show. Some mornings it'll be at like 6:50. Yeah. Some mornings it'll be right at the end of the show during the hard out.
If you think Rich is going to realize what's going on or Rich is going to have any kind of attention, you've never worked with Rich.
Well, maybe do it mid-show, just in the middle of a segment. Just John walks over.
Yeah. Tenderly touches my nipple.
Don't mention it. Don't draw any attention to it.
It'll just be a quick head nod from me, and then I'll come back and sit down.
Right.
You're okay.
Exactly. As long as everything's calm.
Right.
Because Rich has a tendency to kind of spaz out a little bit.
Get up and leave, you know, bounce back
yes,
in.
Yes, I do think, Dan, I do think that he has.
You think?
Yes, he has a tendency to spaz out a little bit. And he might not notice, but yes, I've been told specifically between the hours of 6 and 10, I need a man to.
Let's do it during the crossover with Zoe. TV.
That's something Zolak would volunteer for. So if you really don't want a guy between 6 and 10, whenever Zolak comes in here, I'd be happy to do it.
Yeah, Zolak is a big fan of popping things.
Mm-hmm. Skin issues.
Yeah, he loves. I think that comes with being in a locker room for most of your adult life.
Yeah, there's a certain level of just disgustingness filter or anything you just don't have.
Yeah, especially a football locker room.
And the stories in the 90s.
And the stories he's told me from his days at Maryland.
Yeah.
Are things that you, if they were in a movie, you wouldn't believe that they actually happened. I mean, real gross stuff.
And I think I was talking to him where he said when he got to Foxborough, the facilities were worse than what he had in college.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the facilities at Foxborough Stadium were like cement walls and probably cold showers.
Well,
so
you know, Larry Izzo would just take meals into the bathroom while he took a dump.
We have corroborating evidence from two different people about this.
Yeah, they just,
whoever denied it was Welker, right? It was like the softest denial ever. He's like, no, that didn't happen.
No, it was Chatham.
Chatham.
Like Chatham backed him up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. When Brandon, they're special teams buddies. That's not, I mean, there's just no credibility there. Sorry.
Yeah, when once you're a special team buddy, you're buddies for life.
It's in the code that
Welker was on the yeah, he did it side, backing up Brandon Merriweather, who had a more extensive story to begin with.
Yeah, and so also, but then Chatham said that Larry Izzo would use baby wipes, which I can relate to, that, you know, there's certain situations where if you've gone out the night before, it has to be a baby wipe situation.
It's like the Rolls Royce of toilet paper.
It really is. I mean, there's many times I've gone into my daughter's room and gone zoinks and just exit stage left taking those things. But he would clog up toilets and things of that nature. So there is a kind of laissez-faire attitude about, you know, being nude, touching people, nude in closed quarters. Because you're right, when Zolak played, the showers were, you know, you're just a big room of showers, spouts. It was a very prison-like situation.
Yes. It's a high school facility, basically, is what it was.
I mean, he would say that in Green Bay, there were like two stalls. Not Zolak didn't tell us that. Chatham told us that. There was like two stalls in Green Bay. And these are
for a football team.
Yeah, and these are disgusting human beings.
Men, you know, with the average weight of 245.
Yeah.
Average.
And, you know, some of these guys have to eat and eat and eat to put on weight. They're taking whatever substances that you might have to take. There is an attitude there of touching. And he wants to pop your back, Zolak. Mm-hmm. It's so funny seeing him do the game on TV.
with the suit and tie.
Yeah, because he's got like a suit and tie on, and he looks, you know, like all professional, and he's all in a good mood, and he's breaking it on down. And then you go, I've seen that guy's nuts.
That's right. First year we were on the air, it was a Wild West in here. Yeah. For a while. Not well, in this studio, thinking. But...
The Zolak we know now is basically corporate Zoe.
Yes.
Which is a scary thought to what non-corporate Zoe was for the previous 25 years.
Yeah. Him, like, he's all dialed up. He's breaking down the game.
He's really streamed. You know what? And it's happened gradually over a period of time. But the fact that he's been able to streamline what he used to be. And smooth out the bumps.
Not everyone can do it.
No, no. I mean, if you were around at the beginning of this radio station and you saw what he used to pull the first year, you know, when he'd show up, you know, between the hours of 9 and 10, you know, he'd come in here during commercial breaks and it was anything goes. I mean, pants off, dance off doesn't quite describe it.
Yeah.
It was really something.
Yeah.
Now it's been sort of tamed by just watching pimple popping videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the
that's right.
Time.
This is smoothed out, so.
All right. We will talk about everything that happened last night with Hurley, but first, this portion of Toucher and Rich is brought to you by Twin River Casino.
Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the sports hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Last night, the New England Patriots. Little revenge. Because what's losing the Super Bowl when you can win the second preseason game the following year? 37-20 over the Eagles, and Tom Brady had himself a day.
Hogan, Dorsett, split to the right. College signals, stands, has time, now moves to the pocket, throws, and it's caught. Touchdown! Chris Hogan gets the touchdown. Brady's first touchdown pass of the preseason to the Patriots with 10:19 left to go here in quarter number one.
All right. That is Dan Roach on the call right here on your home for the Patriots. Now, Michael Hurley, much made about the helmet.
Oh, I don't like it, Fred. It's you've seen a man for 2 decades look one way to go so different. It's going to take a while. There just was like the helmet rule.
Zolak went on and on.
I was
on.
Like Zolak.
His first question, I believe, at the press conference. He had the first question.
Yes.
And the first question out of the blocks to Brady was about the helmet.
Yeah, there was discussion during the game about how it would affect his line of sight.
My God.
If he would be able to see properly in his peripheral. So there was you didn't like that, Hurley. You didn't like the new helmet.
It's... If you've got to change the helmet to go so drastic, it's just going to take a while to get used to. That's all. Like, my wife walked in the room. I'm like, look, Tom Brady has a new helmet. And she was like, what was it before? And I was like, never mind.
It was actually disturbing to you.
Yes.
I didn't notice the difference.
You didn't notice?
You call yourself a fan?
The giant thing in the forehead?
If the volume was turned down. And all I did was watch the game, I wouldn't have noticed.
He was wearing a Martian
helmet.
Honest to God,
I wouldn't. I guess I just don't focus on a different helmet.
I'm with you. I wouldn't have noticed at all either.
Seriously.
He used to wear like the Jim Plunkett, like when you were a kid.
The one they give you in Pop Warner.
With the single bar.
In 1988.
The single bar across the front?
The plastic bars. Okay. He wore... Well, no, that was the Joe Theismann.
Right.
The single bar. He was just saying, hey, crack my legs.
Brady's was one step up from leather previously. Like, it was the old... They rate it 1 to 5 stars based on concussion safety, which is sort of fraudulent anyway, and his was always a 1.
So what is it now?
It's one of the better ones. I don't know if it's 4 or 5, but...
Kind
of late in the game to be protecting the old noggin.
Yeah, look out. He will never be able to get to... He'll never get hurt again. some bad news. Isaiah Wynn, the big first-round pick... playing right tackle. This happened.
1st and 10 for the Patriots in their own 20-yard line. Brady back to pass, throws left sideline complete. Chris Hogan on the reception for a gain of about 8. Stepped out of bounds at the 27-yard line. As we speak, Isaiah Wynn just hobbled over to the bench at the Patriots bench. Not a good sign here. Seeing him go down early.
All right, Isaiah Wynn. What's the story on him early?
Well, you know Dr. David Chow, the guy on Twitter who makes medical assessments
from his guy who got fired by 2 different NFL teams for practice, that guy?
He thinks it looks like a left Achilles rupture, it could be. So that would be very bad. That would be worst case scenario, obviously.
Well, both first round picks are hurt now.
Sony's hurt as well.
We have dueling medical opinions because Jessica, the one who works for the Boston Sports Journal, says not an Achilles, ankle. She's convinced by looking at the film it's an ankle.
That's Jess Flynn.
Yes.
So there's no need to actually look at the leg or feel the leg. Or
no,
do
not
any,
when we have experts looking.
If you have
at tape,
TV, and preseason broadcast, as we know, have the most camera angles, so there's no issues there, especially behind the play. But the fact that he's not going to get presumably any work for the next week or two doesn't help when you're a rookie trying to learn this offense. And they made a big deal of it last night. The tackle depth without Marcus Cannon is going to be an issue, especially if Wynn can't play. I mean, and then the other one of the, like, the third or fourth backup ended up getting a little dinged up later too. So. Not ideal.
All right, so let's go to Jeff. Jeff, hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Hey, just wanted to let you know my wife had the same reaction as your wife there. Had no idea Tom had a new helmet when I pointed it out. But anyways, about
crazy.
The helmet, want to get you guys' thoughts. You know, forget 45. I'm thinking 51. This gives him a whole new look. He looks about 10 years younger in that helmet. What's your thoughts?
Now he cannot get a concussion. I mean, they've improved the helmet technology to such a degree.
He already couldn't, though, because he drank so much water.
Well, he had the concussion juice flowing through his system at all times.
You don't even need a helmet at all.
His wife foolishly said that he had gotten some concussions, but everyone knows that is not the case. Well, if you're an older player like Chung and you go out into a game, you certainly don't want this to happen.
Drops back to pass, throws, and it is incomplete. In and out of the hands of Mike Wallace, former Pittsburgh receiver. In on the coverage for the Patriots, Patrick Chung and Eric Rowe. And Chung looks like he might have got his bell rung a little bit on the play.
If his bell is between his legs. Yeah, he seems to have took a shot to the midsection. And that kind of sucks, man. But you got to just shake it off.
Why can't you say testicles?
We've had this discussion before.
Like, why is it offensive to say testicles? Fine, don't use slang. Don't say nuts, balls, anything like that.
What about junk?
Just say testicles.
Crotch?
It's a medical term. Yeah. Men have testicles.
It's true.
Except for the eunuchs.
Just like you have nipples.
Well, hopefully I have one healthy nipple.
For now.
Who knows if I'll have to have a nipple removal.
That would suck.
I don't know why they don't say testicles. I have no idea.
Don't know.
It's very annoying. All right. And,
it's all about sensitivities of people. You know, you don't want to offend their sensibilities.
How could saying a part of your anatomy in a medical sense give... I mean, no one says it. Oh, it looks like Chung got hit in his testicles. Oh, cover your ears. Well, no one has testicles.
To get technical, you can't specify where he got hit. It might have been the member.
I have a feeling if you get your penis hit, your testicles are going to be involved.
I don't know. That looked like a direct shot to me.
How can you tell?
It just looked like one, all right?
Okay. Unless you're John Holmes.
What did the Twitter doctors say? Are they saying testicles? Or?
Just check in with...
Oh, let me Google that real quick.
Chow, they took a
Michael
look at
Michael Hurley is a man who's speaking of a very gifted man, obviously.
It just looked like it, okay?
I watched these preseason games closely.
No, just like... You know, it doesn't...
You know what it was? It was the way he was holding himself after.
Well, no, it's like you can get hit in the penis, but not the balls.
Okay.
All right,
hit
there.
Mid-thigh.
Okay. Right there, Johnny Wad. just penis it.
Okay.
Isn't it exciting when a strip sack leads to a touchdown?
Fake to Smallwood, back to pass. Foles gets hit by Adrian Claiborne. Loose ball picked up by Bentley. And he's going to rumble down inside. That's Jawan Bentley in for the touchdown. And no flags. And it looked like it was a touchdown.
No question there, Roachy. New guys making a word for themselves here right off the bat.
Fred Tutcher, are you on the Jawan Bentley bandwagon yet? We spoke about him yesterday. Is this guy for real? I ask you, Fred Tutcher, your analysis.
I'm just impressed that Claiborne could pick up a ball and run.
Bentley picked it up.
Bentley picked it up.
I'm sorry, Bentley, that's right.
You're impressed that Claiborne got to the quarterback?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, Bentley, yeah, very impressed that he could pick up a ball and run straight.
He's always in the right spot, broke up a pass in the end zone last night.
Yeah, there's nothing like picking up a ball off the ground.
Yeah, no, in the air, actually. Didn't even have to lean over.
My bad. And then running unimpeded to the end zone.
See, here's the problem. You look at guys like this, and you want him to succeed. You know, the Patriots need linebackers badly. You want Juwan Bentley to be that guy. Yet he was, remember, taken in the fifth round, and he's played very well. But you need to go no further back than guys like Brian Timms, who had a spectacular preseason. What was it, Mike? 2 years ago?
Yeah, him and Garoppolo couldn't be stopped.
That's right. Brian Timms, 2 years ago, he's now a backup wide receiver for the Toronto Argonauts. And I know this because I had to look it up this morning. And Zach Sudfeld, remember him?
Sure.
Had a great camp. What was it, 5 years ago, and is now out of the league. I didn't have to look that one up. That one I knew. Now out of the league. So Bentley has taken those first two baby steps. It's great. It's fun to watch because he's succeeding, and the Patriots need a guy like that. But put the brakes on.
Zach Sudfeld was a hero in Detroit.
And he went through the Jets, too. Jets had him for a while, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think he played like one game, but he played for the Lions. He was like 6'9".
He looked like a giant, overgrown Eddie Vedder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There you go.
Well, listen, they're on a certain list right now for their graphic art depictions and things. All right. We'll have more from last night's game coming up, but first, here's the headlines.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, I came here for something funky to happen. It's this Christmas because everybody's rapping. Prepare to get sparked by the song that I sing. No, my name is Martin Luther, but I'm considered the king. Yeah.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, New England 37, Philadelphia 20. I'll tell you, Tom Brady, 19 for 26, 172 yards, a couple touchdowns. Tell me this. Here's a Brady to White TD.
That is 25. Throws left, complete to White. Inside the 20, 15. He's still on his feet. 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, James White. From Tom Brady. He took the pass left, cut to the middle. Couple of moves inside, and he was gone.
All right, what did you guys think of him relying on White so much in the passing game? Now, is that a positive or is that a negative? Does that show you something about his confidence in the other receivers and that he was leaning on White? Or are you just excited that White had that effect of a game?
Well, 6 of the first 7 plays went to White. 3 handoffs, 3 passes. So I think it's indicative of what the offense might look like without Edelman, where there isn't necessarily a lot of trust on the outside, but also Gronk wasn't playing. So I think that's as significant a factor as anything.
I think that's absolutely right. I think if Gronk's in there, things look a lot different. And I think it's just about getting White some work. Obviously, the chemistry is there. I think it's just getting James White some work that he didn't get last week. And the other part of it is, I don't know, they don't have a guy in the backfield where you could just line up at an offset eye and hand the ball to him. Mike Gillisley was thought to be that guy. Mike Gillisley's been awful.
Jeremy Hill can absolutely do that for you.
Okay.
He's a pounder in between the tackles for
but
sure.
But does he have a fumbling problem or not?
I mean, he didn't last week. He looked good last week.
didn't count as a fumble last night when he flipped over and dropped it.
That's so true.
Yeah, I just think that I don't know how I feel about James White getting that kind of action, just immediately being the only factor on offense, at least for the first drive.
Well, they kind of need him to with Deion Lewis gone. You need someone to make up a lot of that.
Well, that's the thing, is that if he's your weapon, if him and Gronkowski are your weapons, I don't know how that goes. But there is the pressing issue of the helmet. Again, Tom Brady wearing a helmet, a different one. Oof. Scott Zolak, at least acquaintances with Tom Brady, doing the game on TV, a man whose testicles most of us have seen. He gets up and gets the first question in the press conference, and here it is.
I kind of like it, man. I got to get the mask right, but I do like it. It's very comfortable. Much better than my old one. I think it's a little heavier, but I'd say like if the old one was like a Chuck Taylor, this is like one of those Under Armour hovers. So comfy. So trying to make the switch, man. Get ahead.
So that's groundbreaking stuff.
Product plug.
Yep. Doing a product plug. Yep. Yeah, he's like, Guerrero made this for me. It actually can levitate. I don't even have to take it off my head.
I can read everybody's thoughts using this.
Yes, I don't need a microphone. It just immediately I can read what Belichick is thinking. All right, and here is Belichick on Trent Brown at left tackle.
This is Brady.
Oh, Brady, I'm sorry, on Trent Brown at left tackle.
You know, we've had such great players at that position between Matt Light and then Nate for an extended period of time, and You know, you wish you could keep all the guys together, but it's just not the case. And Trent has come in and really gained everyone's trust by how he's approached that particular spot that he's in. And, I mean, he did a great job.
All right. Well, I've convinced myself that the Jets could challenge for the division as early as next year based on the performance of the next Tom Brady, Mr. Sam Darnold. Darnold, 8 for 11 last night, 62 yards. But he did throw an interception in honor of Rich Shurtleib, who thinks that Sam Darnold isn't as good a player as Jared Goff because he was taken third instead of first.
Red zone pick.
Red zone
scoreboard.
Pick. I will tell you this. Is Sam Darnold. Here is an interception he threw yesterday.
Offset eye with Powell. Here's Darnold on fourth down. Batted! And that ball is going to be intercepted.
Yeah. So interception for Sam Darnold. Cancel the parades. Cancel everything in the future. Sam Darnold last night, 8 for 11, 62 yards. Quarterback rating of 48.3. That ain't going to get it done.
Oh, the ESPN QBR?
Yes.
That can't be his passer rating.
No, that's the ESPN QBR.
It was a tipped interception.
Yeah. Well, listen, tell it to the stats. See, because I believe, because by the way, Darnold made passes, some passes last night where I was like, whoa, he's the best quarterback I've seen the Jets have in my lifetime.
Wow.
With the most potential of anyone I've seen in my lifetime.
What did you think a couple years ago when Bryce Petty had that big preseason game? Was there a similar reaction? I believe he threw two touchdowns one game and everyone was like, Bryce Petty has arrived.
No, I don't recall anyone saying Bryce Petty has arrived. I don't recall Bryce Petty being...
Everyone was saying it, Fred.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was playing that big spread offense at Baylor that everyone knew would transition beautifully into the NFL. No, I don't recall Bryce Petty ever being called the future.
He had a good preseason game once, that's what I'm saying.
Well, congratulations for the memory. But no, I don't recall anyone being called the future. Don Magic Mikowski from Green Bay, I recall being called the future. Joey Harrington for the Lions, I recall being the future. Scott Mitchell for the Lions, I recall being the future. But with the Jets, not really.
I think you're right, because when they released, they traded Bryce Petty for basically nothing, right?
Yes.
Or it was like basically an outright release because the Raiders didn't keep him for very long. And I tried to go back and find people saying, like, great pick by the Jets. And literally everyone was like, this is the worst pick the Jets have ever made, which is saying something.
Yeah. It was Hackenberg was a terrible pick.
Oh, maybe it was Hackenberg. That's what I'm thinking of.
Hackenberg was outright, or was traded for to Oakland, and they kept him for 3 days. Yeah. And now
he's with the Packers now.
He was with the Packers.
The Oakland Raiders were like, ooh.
Hackenberg is with the Packers, and I was reading something that he, like, there were, you know, guys tweeting that were covering practices, and they were like, whoa, okay. that didn't go anywhere near its intended target.
I think he was hitting the media with passes.
Okay. Yes, that happened in New York, and it happened in Green Bay.
So you were saying he's the best Jets quarterback in your lifetime, has the potential to be the best. All right. Jet quarterbacks that have started three straight seasons in a row since 1980.
Okay, Richard Todd.
That's one.
Ken O'Brien.
That's two.
Chad Pennington.
That's three. You missed Boomer. Boomer was a starting quarterback
for three straight years
in a row. Yep.
Okay. Vinny Testaverde.
Testaverde, no, because he got hurt.
Okay.
So that interrupted his run. He tore that Achilles against the Patriots, in fact, in the season opener. 99.
Sanchez, two.
Sanchez, four.
Oh, four?
Four straight years for Sanchez.
All right.
And that's it.
Yeah. So, but don't you, do you think it's ridiculous, Hurley, that this young Jets team, if Darnold proves to be a above average quarterback, or proves to be a good quarterback, that with the age of Brady and the age of this team, that the Jets could become a factor sooner than later?
Theoretically. I think theoretically. Are you convinced, because I'm not, that the organization is together. The organization has it figured out, because I still feel like, just reading what Todd Bowles is saying this summer, it doesn't feel like this organization is built to actually get to where they need to get. Even if they have the quarterback, I don't know.
But Lockhart and I were talking about it. The Jets might have drafted better than the Patriots. The Patriots have not drafted well.
And they've lost the draft picks over the years, too, which catches up to you theoretically at some point.
Right. And, like, you know, they get guys like Hogan, who might not be in the league if he didn't play for the Patriots. I mean, Tom Brady makes up for a lot. And, you know, Brady looked sharp last night, but we'll see where he is in a year or two. Okay. That's all conversation. If it was your, if you were looking, you do a lot of NBC Sports Boston stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. The conversation was if Giardi, who is now at the NFL Network, was a honk, because Phil Perry's a honk.
Phil Perry's a honk.
Yeah. And if Giardi was a honk or a cutie pie, where do you stand on that?
See, I've been following this saga a little bit. It's a struggle. I don't see cutie pie with Mike Giardi. I just can't do it. And I know there's a prominent member of the show that disagrees with me.
So he's neither?
I think he's more hunk.
All right.
Really?
Well, we'll go to an expert. Guy from Machine.
Waving another gay flag.
He breaks down the looks of the members of the NBC Sports Boston team.
Cup
definitively.
Of you,
for once and for all, we'll have that for you in just
a second.
98.5. Toucher and Rip. This is the station for the fans of the home teams. Hassles. Bruins. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
At John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, you're not just another customer. You're a neighbor in need. They've been keeping drains flowing in homes and businesses in the greater Boston area since 1976. Mention the Sports Hub and receive one free original Chick-fil-A sandwich all week, anytime, at any greater Boston, New Hampshire, or Rhode Island Chick-fil-A.
I'm a real person.
Hello. This is the guy from Machine.
Guy from Machine.
Come see me. And it wouldn't be 98 Mile without your favorite bartender in the city. Come to the Machine, 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 Machine. This one's for you, Freddie. Sports Hub. The Jam. It's the place where the hosts are schlubby and the co-hosts chubby. Except Fred, he will be my hubby. Hello. All your hosts should come here soon. Come to Machine and check you. Boom, boom. I'll be happy. I'll sing my tune. I'll boopity bop bada boom, boom, boom. Come to Machine today. Get your boom boom on the floor tonight. Bring Remy. Come to Machine today. Save that guy named Dennis Eckersley. Just for me. Check that boom boom. Check that boom boom. Hello, Freddy.
Hello.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Hello, Freddy.
Hello.
A rugged double bear. Check that boom boom for me. This is the guy from Machine. Check that boom boom.
Wave the flag, honey. The gay flag power.
Hello. Check that boom boom. Come to the Machine, 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 Machine. Check that boom boom. See you Friday or Saturday night. Bye. Check that boom boom for me.
Hello.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Is there anyone that creates more of a sensation? More that just makes you feel good right away and gets you energized than the guy from Machine.
Mm-hmm. All you just got to hear those words is,
Fred, hello!
And he's like, all right!
And I always feel very proud of myself every time he says, Fred, hello.
Fred, hello!
The gay community is so accepting of different looks, I really got to tell you.
Well, I mean, so he has rated us before. Now, our good friend Guy from Machine, we've had him in studio, you know, several times, but
he's gay.
He is. And he ended up rating, like, you know, gave us, like, you said you were a gopher?
Double bear, I thought. No. Some other guy, like, at a gay parade said I was a gopher.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You were a rugged double bear, I think.
Yeah, rugged double bear.
All right. I was, wasn't very flattering with me. And I think he liked Wallach.
Well, who doesn't?
I think he thought that...
I might have been a groundhog for when the guy at the parade, a groundhog.
No, I thought it was gopher because it was like, go for this, go for that.
I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe it was a groundhog. I don't know.
But I was a rugged double bear from the guy from Machine.
Okay, well, we'll go with that. So we were discussing Mike Giardi the other day on the air, and I said he was a hunk because he's not a hunk, he's a cutie pie. And we said, well, listen, we just need to get Guy from Machine the definitive answer as to what he would be classified as. And we brought several pictures. We just said, let's just take all the employees that we can put together from NBC Sports Boston and let him go crazy. And just let him rate him,
and apparently,
categorize him.
Apparently he was running around. He had work to do. And
oh, yeah.
Nick was saying that he was all over the place.
It was a busy night over at Machine. So let's
go down to Boylston Street and meet our good friend, once again, the return of the guy from Machine as he rates the members of CBS Sports Boston.
NBC Sports Boston.
Did I say? Oh, yes. Okay. NBC Sports Boston.
All right, here we go.
Can we use this for the radio?
I'm going to be on the radio?
Yes.
Yes. So the guy from Machine, welcome you back. I'm back again. Hello.
Is there anyone who brings more excitement?
It is pure joy.
Yeah.
It truly is.
I mean, who could not like the guy from Machine?
It's a ray of sunshine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Immediately, is just he's never down in the dumps.
Nope.
Nope.
I've got to feel like we're at the top of a roller coaster.
All right. We're all right.
All right.
We're all right. Here we go.
Again. Hello.
When I was young, it was called a bragging alley. Al Smith was running for president, and he said, "That's a bragging alley."
That's nice.
What time of day is this?
That's not Nick, by the way.
No, I just say, what time of day is this?
I just think this is like a grizzled drunk at the bar Machine.
That's just right. Like, he's just like, so meanwhile, while Nick's trying to talk to him, you've got like, you know, hey, you know, the guy from like all the movies just like slapping the bar, just throwing in his commentary. And God bless the guy from Machine. That's nice.
Yeah.
Whatever you just gurgled.
Yeah, whatever. The guy from Machine doesn't care.
When I was young, I was called Radio. Al Smith was running for president, and he said, "That's a radio."
That's nice.
How are you?
I mean, I miss you.
This morning we were talking about who is the biggest hunk. So right now you have five photos in front of you. This guy's name is Mike Giardi. What do you think of Mike?
Mike Giardi played lacrosse.
What?
Mike Giardi used to play lacrosse.
Okay.
No, played Holy Cross?
Or maybe it was Holy Cross?
I thought he said lacrosse.
Okay.
We have to replay it. I thought he said lacrosse.
Either way, I'm sure he doesn't even know what he said.
No. In fact, I wish he wasn't there. Maybe I will in a few. Just an old grizzled drunk.
What do you think of Mike?
Mike Giardi played Holy Cross.
What?
Mike Giardi played for lacrosse as a linebacker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, now you do.
What do you think of Mike?
Handsome individual.
Is he a hunk or a cutie pie?
Okay, stop. What do you think? What would Guy from Machine say?
Cutie pie.
Cutie pie, cutie pie, cutie pie, cutie pie.
I'll go the other way. I say he's enamored with him and we'll call him... not a hunk, but a version of it.
Or he might go off the script.
Oh, it's a good point. What animal would we compare him to?
Or call him like a power bottom or something.
A power bottom?
Or a twink.
Okay.
And there's many things you could call him.
I hope he calls him a power bottom. This is one I hope you get right, Fred.
All right, here we go.
I would say he's just a cutie pie.
Had it right from the beginning.
Well done.
I know my male beauty.
Wow.
I know my male beauty.
Had it right from the very beginning.
Yep, you talk to me. I got, I know what time it is. All right. Rich has got to look at his face like we're about to make someone very sad.
By the way, people are saying, what's Nick's dad doing at the bar?
His name is Mark Chanel.
Nicholas, are you going to Machine?
You are a dick, you.
Ha. I would say he's just a cutie pie. He has nice features. He has French features.
He has what?
French features, like he's French.
Okay, how do you define the French features?
The French who died drinking his milk.
The who?
The Frenchman who died drinking his milk.
Oh, what Frenchman? Do you know? What's his name?
Pierre.
Oh, Pierre.
He died drinking his milk.
Wait a minute. What?
His milk. You ever drink milk?
From his body or from a glass of milk?
The cow fell on.
Oh!
Jesus.
What?
Can't sleep on a recliner.
You know, the guy in French when he died drinking milk.
What happened? Yeah, drinking milk. What was his name? Pierre.
Milk from his body?
He died drinking. The cow fell on him.
I didn't even understand the joke.
Yes, I will. It was like a minute and a half long drunk setup.
Now, back to my joke book.
All right. So much guy for Machine to get to. As he rates the looks of the NBC Sports Boston crew, already I feel vindicated in that Mike Giardi, no hunk, cutie pie.
Uh-huh. Cutie pie, yep.
Yep.
Okay.
That was a long walk, but worth the trip.
That was a long Kyle joke.
Yeah. Why don't we go to the next person? Yeah. This guy.
Football player, right?
No. He's an anchor. His name is Phil. Phil Perry.
Oh, is he single?
Okay, already we're in Hunkville.
Yeah,
all right.
This one's
obvious. And he might have a feeling that Phil would be available.
Well, he just asked. I mean, he asked if Phil was.
Yeah, I think that he might think that Phil would be interested in the guy from Machine.
Okay. What do you think he's going to call Phil?
Hunk or something off the page.
You're pretty confident he's going to call him a hunk.
Oh, yeah. He's going to call him a hunk or a term that I'm not overly familiar with.
Okay.
His name is Phil. Phil Perry.
Oh, is he single? I'm not trying to jump.
I can put in a good word for you if you want.
I wouldn't mind if you do.
So what do you think of Phil?
Nice teeth. Nice smile. He looked like a football player. He's in the gym faithfully 4 o'clock in the morning before he hits wherever he's working.
Do you think he's a hunk or a cutie pie?
I would say a hunk.
Oh, Fred, 2 for 2.
Yeah.
2 for 2.
Yep.
If there was something called like Gay Jeopardy,
you would win.
I would win constantly.
You would be the winner.
Ah, you could. You, if there was like, what is it? The match game with the like gay match game.
That's right.
Like I would dominate. I know how to look at a man and look him over.
Yes, you do.
There's no question about that. But there's so many more to get to.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there are.
Okay, so yeah,
there's 3 more to get to.
Whatever you're so worried about, I hope we get to it soon.
Well, we'll get to it.
All right.
We'll be back with it.
Okay. I mean, to be quite honest, the motorcycle's just...
Okay.
Well, I'm just excited that I can judge a man on his merits, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Unlike Haggerty, you couldn't even admit that Garoppolo was good looking.
Mm.